Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 6:14, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's going to be a nice week, really. Lower humidity, highs in the 90s. No chance for showers as it stands now until Saturday, although I don't know that they can guarantee you don't get a pop-up here or there. And the good news is tropics are quiet, so we'll definitely take that. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, to recap the Saints-Broncos game and talk about what the final 53 is likely to look like. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you.
You know, I tried to evaluate people on Sunday, but again, you don't know who's doing what against whom. It does seem as though Kool-Aid struggled a lot.
He got picked on. Okay, it depends on who you're going up against. Mm-hmm. And you saw it early in that game. They went after him pretty good and had some success there. So, you know, Kool-Aid's a guy they're counting on a lot. And you're going to have some games like this. The one thing I see with him is he's a savvy football player. He understands this game at a very high level. Mm-hmm. And when you get beat, you know, that's part of the business at playing corner.
Right.
You know, there ain't a lot of Deion Sanders walking this earth that can do it at that level.
Right? Patrick Surtain either?
Yeah, Patrick. Patrick's a special guy, too.
The junior one, sure is.
So
what impressed you? Who impressed you in the game on Saturday and maybe improved their chances of making the team?
I like what I saw from the running backs and Kendra Miller, and also later on, his first chance he got to play is Devin Neal. The draft choice from Kansas. I like what I saw from both of those guys. Again, with Kendra, I think it's not only learning the NFL game and getting your body right, but also the mental part of it, understanding where you got to go, what you got to do on every play. And I know Deuce and I have talked about this quite a bit, about with him, you can see he's got a lot of talent. You know, that's never been a question of that. It's been, can you stay healthy? Are you in shape? Are you understanding every possible detail when you're out on the field being a professional? And I think he's grown into that. With Devin Neal, he's a short-cut guy that's really tough runner between the tackles, and he's got a little bit of a kick once he gets to the second level. His ability to pick up the blitz is there, and he can catch the football real well coming out the backfield. I like what I saw from him. The other guy, too, that made some plays on defense, Fadil Diggs, who was their seventh-round pick from Syracuse, and he was the New Jersey Gatorade Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. He goes to Texas A&M, where I thought he was a good player there. He was never an upper echelon guy, but he was good. And goes back to Syracuse for his final year. And I really thought he lifted his play up really well. And he's played with his hand in the dirt as a pass rusher. And also, he's played as a kind of a hybrid 3-4 outside linebacker, learning how to drop into coverage. And he can play on special teams. So that particular part really stuck out to me, that he was able to make some plays on special teams, also get some pressure from the edge. And Jalen Ford, when we've talked about him before, was a draft choice a year ago from Texas, who had some injuries early on in his rookie season. You see with him, man, it's all the wheels are clicking right with him. Mm-hmm. He gets it. He's in a position to make plays. He's physical. He can run the field very well. And I really think Diggs and Ford, along with Neal, because we hadn't seen him. He's been out for 2.5 weeks with a hamstring injury, really helped themselves make this 53-man roster.
Can we read anything into the back? We didn't see Devon Vele, or just wasn't ready, didn't know the offense, didn't want to
And that's late, you know, because that deal was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, by the time you get all ready and you come in here and you got to pass a physical and everything else, I think if you've made that deal for him and given up two draft choices for him,
right,
you sort of know what he can do. Okay? You sort of know what he can do. My first impression was an off-season knee surgery was concerned, okay, is he going to pass that physical? And he did. And he gives you a sort of big man receiver that you didn't have on this roster. He's 6'4 and some change. How quickly he can assimilate himself. The thing about it is, you don't have to play this weekend. There is that two-week gap now that before the end of the third regular season game and the regular season. That's that gap that you can get him into the floor and what you want to do offensively.
Kind of rough to play when you're still trying to figure out where the restroom is, huh?
I'm sure that one he's figured out.
Yeah, I hope so.
But it is something that this football team, come on, you're in the rebuilding stage. And there's no way to cut around that. That's what you're in right now.
Although I've never been in a Saints facility. I don't know how many hallways there are, et cetera. Sometimes I've been in buildings where, you know, it's like after a couple of days, I'm still not quite sure. Wait, where is it? This hallway? That way? All right, we'll pick it up. We come back. 620, Mike Dettelier, our guest. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. He and the Cannon will be guessing at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi, from 4 until 8 this evening. If you can, head out there, join them, have a good time. If not, just listen on WWL. Traffic now on WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Sean Payton starting to lose his hair. That's all I'm saying. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. What about Jonas Senker?
He's been impressive from the time he hit the camp. I'm not kidding you. Smart. He puts himself in the right position to make a play in run support and also, you know, via the air. And I could say the same thing about Quincy Riley. Mm-hmm. But Jonas Senker's got that certain it factor to play in this league. He is very smart, and it doesn't take long for the brain to tell the body what to do. And a lot of times you got talent, and you got physical ability, but
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a little hesitation. And, you know, sometimes God kind of bless you with better instincts than others, certain people. He's got those type instincts. One day he's going to be a starting safety in the NFL. He really will be. You can see it. He's got those type of skill sets. And Quincy Riley, I can say the same thing about him. And one bad play doesn't affect the next. You've got to be able to have some sort of amnesia.
Mike, it's the same thing with what we do. You know
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can't dwell on the mistakes. Just that's behind you. It's on its way off to Venus. Just keep moving on. That's all you can do.
Yeah, and some shows are better than others.
That's the way it's going.
Okay, and
well,
so
mine are all great, but I get the point.
Yeah, and sometimes to the people around you. Sometimes you know you have shows where you got great guests, and you just sort of along for the ride. And then
like
you,
I am now.
A lot of times you got to drive the vehicle because the guests aren't quite getting you there. With I think that's a part of the NFL that a lot of people don't get. That, okay, there are star players in this league, no question about it. But a lot of times it's about fit. The people around you, the scheme, the coaching. All that's got to come into place for you to have some success. You're part of it and a big part of it, but also there are other factors into that. And you're going to see that the first few weeks of the season. I do think because of the way preseason is played today, the first few games are a little bit of a mirage too. Because now, you know, a lot of times.
You know what? I had that conversation with somebody yesterday where the first two games are kind of preseason games too, because you're really tackling and really going after each other.
For the first time.
Yep.
And getting used to the speed of regular season. There's a jump from high school to college. And there's a jump from college to being in the pros, training camp, preseason. You want to see a jump in speed and physicality? Watch the first couple of games of regular season and what you've watched in preseason. Totally different.
Yep.
And
well, you got a lot of vets on the field for one thing that you didn't have in preseason, right?
And those are the guys. Okay, you're trying to, in essence, get them ready for the regular season, but also they play at a certain pace. They get it. I got this team. I've made it. I've made it on this team. I just want to make sure I get ready for the regular season. Don't get hurt. And how you don't get hurt? You play like hell. Because if not, that's when you get hurt.
That's right.
A lot of times, sometimes you just get caught and it's a bad hit. But a lot of times, you know, maybe you kind of get some friendly fire. Somebody kind of
talk about
gets
friendly
into
fire. Landon Young, do we know what happened to him?
I don't know, but man, they bring the card out for you, and he's a big man now. So again, we go back to how many times I've said it: offensive line. Shane Lemieux, he gets nicked up in the second quarter. Also, man, it's and nobody's got depth anymore.
But everybody, but it seemed like the talking point before preseason started was the offensive line and how good they were going to be and what kind of depth we had and you deep into
your poof.
Yeah, exactly. And you said most often injured player in the NFL is what position?
Tackles, guards, centers.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back more with Mike Dettelier. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian O'San. All right, 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm not ignoring the quarterback situation. I'm saving it. Mike, you're a golfer. It seems as though watching the kickoffs on Sunday, it's gone from hitting driver off the tee to a hooded four iron. Accurate?
I would agree. I would agree.
And that's because of the new rule, and they're trying to sort this out through preseason, and it seems to bounce the ball. It seems better just kind of chip the ball and bounce it and have it land around a five or something?
Yeah, and that way you have to return it. okay? And, you know, you feel as though your coverage unit can get down there and make a play on the return man.
Mike, and, I'm not 30, but if I needed somebody to bounce it down to the five, I can do that.
Yeah, just get out of the way afterwards.
Oh, I'm off the field. You better get a cart out there to get me off.
Martin, and we had Martin on, I think this is a month or so ago, Bobby and I, and he was telling about Walter Johnson, who's from Northeast Louisiana, and he was with the Oilers back then. And he said, man, Martin had to deal with it. He hit the ball as hard as he could, but he always had his head down. And he said, man, I had been told before the game.
He's going to attack the kicker, right?
They're going after you. And he said, man, I hit the turf as fast as I could with it. But, yeah, it's pretty much trying to bounce it, trying to have your special teams guy make a big play. And it's all about setting up field position and trying to take it away from you. We talked to Bobby April last week and about the biggest change in pro football, and I would say it's happening in college football too, is all these 50-yard-plus field goals and now 60-yard-plus field goals. Tommy, it's unbelievable to see the accuracy of these guys today and the evolution of the soccer-style kicker and most of these young men today, and I would say probably 95% of them, they were soccer players.
Right.
And golfers.
Yep.
And there is a little bit of a connective dots.
There's a lot of a connective dots between kicking the football and golf.
Correct.
And even in high school years ago, they would attack the kicker because they'd tell me, they'd look at the film and say, get ready, they're coming after you. And I did.
And so soccer and the soccer part, I think, has revolutionized pro football. From back in the 60s when, you know, Pete Gogolak was the first soccer-style kicker and you saw Jan Stenerud, and then it sort of has evolved. But for these 185-pound kickers to be hitting 60-yard-plus field goals, and I mean, that's the one strong point with the Saints.
Okay, but
man,
yes.
Blake Groupie is really good.
Yes, and a very valuable weapon, which, like the Cannon said, could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. That's the only weapon we have. But, you know, I said it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a backup kicker because these guys are athletes and they can maybe learn how to do it. But somebody texted in, this is an even better idea. If all you're going to do is chip it down at a five, why don't you teach somebody like a safety to do that where you got really 11 men on the field that can go down there after it?
Because not everybody can do it.
Mike. I did it. I'm telling you.
Not everybody. Everybody thinks, oh, it's easy.
Mike,
and you get some of them.
It's not that hard.
I played high school football.
I'm just telling you, kicking the ball is not that hard. It's like golf.
But you got to be so.
I'm talking about bouncing it down to the five now. I'm not talking about kicking a field goal, to be clear.
Yeah, you got to be so good at it. It's the same thing with punting. Years ago, if you could get it inside the 20, man, you were really good. Yeah. You know what they wanted today?
Three.
They wanted inside the seven.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And to be clear, I'm no athlete. That's why I say if I could do it. Anyway, let's get on with the quarterback situation. Would either Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler have a chance at starting with any other NFL team?
It would be really tough right now. Mm-hmm. Most of those teams are established with a either veteran quarterback or they have a guy.
So what
they
that says is that we got, in a way, is that the same as saying we got the bottom two quarterbacks in the NFL and from there we pick our starter?
Yeah, and basically, we've talked about this for the last few weeks. It could go the other way, but I've always felt they would go with Spencer Rattler to start the season. He's got a little bit more experience than Tyler Shuck. And somewhere along the line, early on, the baton gets passed to Tyler Shuck. But I just a gut feeling that it would be Spencer Rattler to start the season.
Yeah, I would think so, too, because of the scenario where if it's a slow start, not that you are setting Rattler to setting him up to fail or anything. You tell him, look, you know, the leash is short, show us what you got. Come in prepared, play your best game. And if we're 4-0, it's your job. Or if we're 3-1 or whatever, if you're playing well, it's your job. I wouldn't put a number of wins on it, but because so many things determine it's a team game, right? But I don't see the point in destroying Shuck's confidence out there early on.
And also, too, watching and seeing and getting him simulated to how quick and how fast this game is, and to see it as you watch it.
Yeah, because you can see looks
that you've never seen before.
Exactly.
And so you think it's man coverage. And so you go up to the line, okay, and you call in the signals, and you see man coverage, and from man it goes to zone. Or you see a zone coverage, and it goes to man. I mean, people don't get how quickly that can happen.
Turn the page.
Preseason,
turn the page. It's a pick six, and then you're on the sideline looking at the iPad saying, where the hell did that guy come from?
What happened?
Yeah, iPad, whatever they call it. What is it, a tablet? 6:51. Let me take a break, Mike. We'll pick it up. We come back 9 till 7. Good friend of ours, Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll talk about the defense when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7. Mike Dettelier getting up early with us. He's got a long day. He'll be out at the Silver Slipper this evening from 4 until 8 on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. Tell me what y'all do out there, Mike.
Yeah, well, we got 4 hours tonight, and we'll be talking Saints. And, man, the college football season's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the Nichols Colonels.
Yes, I saw a lot of Nichols pride over the weekend, man. I'm going to tell you
what. How about that?
Something I had to attend, and then at the home show yesterday.
Yeah, and then they upset fourth-ranked Incarnate Word at Nichols, 20-6, and defense was just awesome. Tommy Rybecki's first head coaching stint, and went really well. So, man, congratulations to the Colonels. And
yes,
so
sir.
We'll be talking LSU, Tulane, certainly the Colonels. And we'll have on Jim Henderson comes on
really?
With us tonight. Yeah, Jim's coming on tonight. Talk a little bit of Saints. Also, some memories of Katrina. And a guy that Bobby and I have known for over 50 years, Clarence Verdan. Clarence grew up in Terrebonne Parish, was a terrific return man, wide receiver. And we'll talk sports and also Katrina with him because at that time, Clarence was living in New Orleans East. And, man, the floodwaters got him. And he will tell the story. He had to hitchhike back to Houma, back to his mom's house. But, you know, we didn't – just that little jog when it took to the right sort of spared a lot of damage wind-wise, certainly,
right.
In Lafourche and Terrebonne. And Clarence left New Orleans East, hitchhiked back. To Terrebonne Parish.
I'm guessing he was in Eastover, maybe?
He would have to tell you the exact story. And somebody owed him money in the NFL, an owner, that he thought he got cheated out of, Jimmy Ursay. And Jimmy stepped up to the plate when he heard about what happened with Clarence, who lost his home. Mm-hmm. Clarence had always told Manny, he owed me $2 million. He didn't pay me because he traded me. They had some kind of deal contract-wise, and Jimmy actually paid him the money after.
That's
and
go nice.
To show how many, you know, people talk about bad in this world, but there are also so many good stories, too,
well,
about
and that,
people
that,
stepping up.
Mike, I'm glad you said that because that's what we're trying to do this week is talk about how many people stepped up because it was a – it was like the nuclear bomb went off. I mean, it really was in a way. I talk about Eastover, that golf course is gone. They had just expanded to the 36 holes, never did open again. I don't know what's going on with the houses out there. I haven't been out there. Give me some surprises that you're we likely to see tomorrow with the final 53 and the practice squad.
I think if I would have told you Torricelli Simpkins before training camp started is going to make this team and has a legit shot somewhere to be a starter, you'd have said you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's done that. The hardest cuts for the Saints are going to be across the defensive line. That's where they actually have some depth and some talent depth across the board. And they've been fortunate, Tommy. That's one area that has stayed relatively healthy so far. Knock on wood. But they got to go out and get offensive linemen. And also, got to be able to find another corner. You never have enough offensive linemen and cornerbacks. I think the other cuts are going to fall into line, but it goes to show you how quick all this happens. I never forget Jeff Charleston telling me, Mike, I went from being cut 5 days later, I'm working at a lumber factory. The reality of the sports world. of how quickly that changed. I'm in an NFL camp playing in the NFL, and now, you know, I'm working at a lumber factory.
Yep. Kind of like the same thing again with us, where it would be, I would have a hard time going to a 9-to-5 job punching the clock. I got to tell you, I really would. I don't know how I'd handle that. Would you?
At my age, probably I wouldn't be great about it.
Just hang it up, huh?
Yeah.
Wrap it up? All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank
we'll be listening this evening on Sports Talk 4 to 8 live from the Silver Slipper. Come back, talk to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. Then Jason Fields, chief operating officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, will have a special feature on Bank On It. We'll talk about what the Fed did in Jackson Hole over the weekend. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWO.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.